Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, we've got the Lions head coach Dan Campbell joining us this morning. And coach, how you feeling day before the draft? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How's it going, guys? I feel pretty good. I mean, this is always a fun time of the year, for everybody here. Brad, myself, I mean, it's exciting because you get a chance to, to continue to add to your team and find the right guys that fit you. So this is exciting.
What's tomorrow look like for you? How much of the hay is in the barn? The evaluation process, you've had a ton of time to be able to evaluate. Brad's staff has had a time to evaluate. Is tomorrow fielding phone calls? And I mean, what's it look like for you?
Yeah, I think most of the hay is in the barn. I would say it's, most of the legwork's done. Now, Brad, continues to reach out and have open communication with different teams at times. Teams call him. That's just the nature of every draft, and it always is about flexibility, the ability to move if needed. Those things are just kind of the nature of the business, no matter where you're at. So, look, for me, it's much easier. And, yes, most of the hay's in the barn. For Brad, it never ends, all right? So, I mean, he's nonstop. And, this guy's unbelievable. He's a machine. He's a machine. So we're going to be ready, though.
How involved are you in the process? Like Brad talked about being lone wolves on guys. Do you stump for guys? What's that process like when you see a guy knowing, hey, you trust Brad, but you want to make your opinion known?
Well, I think the one of the most important things that we've done is, Brad and I try to stay out of it. And as much as we can, while everybody else gives their opinion and does their evaluations, we listen to Ray Agnew and John Dorsey and Mike and Hud and Don, all those guys, and then the area scouts, the coaches, and Brad and I take all of that in, and as much as we can, we listen and we absorb that information, and we've got our own thoughts on those players, and so. Once we've gathered that information, then we'll give our opinion. And certainly Brad and I meet together by ourselves and we go over those evaluations a little bit, right? Man, I didn't see it that way. Did you see this? Did you see? And so, ultimately, at the end of the day, it comes down to what Brad and I really believe and what we see eye to eye on. And so, we do a good job of gathering all that and then we come to the best conclusion for what we think is going to fit us and what we need. And I would say, here we go. We're going on 4 years, but there's really not anything Brad and I haven't agreed on. I mean, there's these little small things, or maybe there's a player here or there, but I'm telling you, we see pretty eye to eye on things. And so it's been another good year, another good process.
So last year, obviously going into draft day, you guys had the number 6 overall pick, ultimately ended up trading back. A little bit different this year due to the success that you guys had, picking later in the draft. And it's unique for fans. We haven't waited this long for a draft pick. How deep do you see this draft in terms of quality football players that are available, not just at 29, but 61 and on down the road? How deep is this draft in actual good football players?
That's a good question. It's, depth, it's hard to say depth. There's good players all through this draft like any. It's just a matter of where they're at, how long is it going to take for them to develop some of those. But, look, I know that you get one of these players in the top 15, you're going to get a heck of a player. And then after that, there's a good little run there of, potential starters, guys you think can come in and compete to start, things of that nature, grow into it. There's a couple of areas that are heavier than others, but we also know those will go pretty fast. I mean, this is an offensive draft. I mean, there's more offensive players than defensive players overall at the top of this. So it's interesting every year. You go through this process, you find these guys you really like, man, they fit you. And then we're going to be sitting there, and you're just going to watch them fly right off the board. And when it's all said and done, you look and all the legwork you did, and you realize it's like, man, all these guys you thought you really liked, they're not as many as you thought after the other 31 teams pick through every draft. So that's the nature of it, and all we got to do is find the guys that we like when it comes time for us to pick.
Speaking of the guys you like, the trade-off between, talent versus character, you've talked about, some guys just won't fit with what you guys are doing. What's that process like where you go, hey, I like this guy, but he's got to make sense for our locker room?
Yeah, look, I think it's easier than people make it out to be. I don't think it's as, for us, the area scouts do so much work on these guys. They're the ones who really put their stamp on them, whether they do or don't, yes or no. And because honestly, if an area scout says no, man, he's done. I mean, that's how much we trust our area scouts. But if an area scout is willing to say, hey, man, I'll put my stamp on this guy, and it gets through there, then it's about, do we really feel like this guy will come in and he's going to mold the team? He's going to be about what we're about, or is he going to be, the non-negotiables are things you would probably think of, right? If a guy can't keep his weight in check, he's going to struggle there. He's a guy who's constantly late for meetings. He's a guy who doesn't work hard in practice. It's really, I think most teams would say, yeah, that guy's not real appealing to us. So I don't think it's as glaring as you think it is. But certainly that's part of it for us. And, we go through a checklist, and at some point a lot of these guys, not a lot, but some of them don't even get beyond that because their character says they won't.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, You deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
How much does it factor in what you saw, not necessarily what you saw them do in college, but what level of talent they were playing? Because there's some really good athletes, some good prospects in this draft from smaller schools. How much does that vary or play a part in whether you're looking at them as a first round possible or even later in the draft because of the quality of competition they played against in college?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it. That's a significant part of it. I mean, there's a couple of guys I can think of right now off the top of my head that are that way. I'm not going to name who they are, but
oh, come on.
But yes, they, you know, you, that's part of the evaluation process. And so then with that, you have to project, right? It's like there's a level of projection. Well, okay, I see this. I see the talent. I see the ability. I see the character, all right, but what does that look like when he comes to the NFL, you know, and how does he handle that? How does he respond to that? And so you have to have a level of projection and what you really believe the player can do. And it's really not so much about when you see those players' projection, it's not obviously about right now, it's about next year. A year from now, what does he look like? And okay, if we believe that, then what is the appetite? Where do we really believe he's worth getting at, you know? And so that's kind of where we've put those players, John. You know, it's our level of conviction. Certainly, if it goes up, then man, they get pushed up. If not, then maybe they're a little lower. You know, our appetite's a little lower than maybe some other teams are.
We're talking to Lions head coach Dan Campbell. The black uniforms are back. We know you were pushing for them. You wore them as a player here. Why did you want to bring these back?
I was a fan of the black. And even before I got here, when they wore them, I remember, you know, watching them play in the black when I was on, you know, hell, when I was with Dallas. I loved that. And then when I got to come here, and I just remember the players, we really liked it, man. It was a good change up. You know, I don't know any NFL players that don't like black. I mean, there's some out there, believe me. But it's just, there's something about it. And I think it's a pretty cool look. I think it's, there's an aura about it. And to be able to bring it back, you know, especially with where we're at and where we feel like we're going, I think it was good for us. And look, man, I'm appreciative to Sheila and Rod, because look, that wasn't the easiest thing, you know. I know what all that is, but they're willing to make it work, and that just shows they're willing to do, you know, what the players want too, man. They listen to the players, because the players are all about, you know, having some of this swag and stuff, and you know, a certain look, and it's not all about the look, but it helps, you know.
How big is it to have the draft here in our hometown, and you've seen everything going on downtown? There's projections that there could be 300,000, close to 400,000 people over 3 days that come to Detroit to view this. How big is this moment for the city?
Yeah, I think this is huge. You know, this is any chance that you get to host something this big, I think is big for any city, and particularly Detroit. You know, this is, you know, I think this is one of those things that has not happened a lot. It rarely comes, if any, and I'm not talking about the draft, just these, some of these big events, man. It's great for the economy. It's great for everybody involved. And so, you know, I would say, man, we've earned this, you know, the city of Detroit's earned this. And I think we should enjoy this, man. Make the most of it and have a good time. And just don't forget, we are the host city. So, you know, it should be about what we're about. And I'm excited for the city.
You guys have been very active with trades on draft days. and everybody is excited with the thought that you might trade up and what that might look like, going up and grabbing a player that everybody's excited about. It might be a little less sexy to move back in the draft, especially since it is here hosted. And Brad addressed this situation, but your thoughts on possibly not having a pick in the first round, the disappointment that some fans may feel. Has that factored into your thought process at all about possibly trading out of the first round?
Yeah, well, here's what I'd say is, well, then all you got to do, it's one sleep and then you get two picks.
Well said. I agree.
That's what I would have told the kids when they were young. You got one sleep.
Christmas comes tomorrow.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, so look, anything can happen. We're prepared to do whatever we need to do. And look, if our guy's not there, we're sitting there, and our guy's not there, we will move back. So I'm just preparing the fans. Be ready. You never know what's going to happen here.
Dan, I want to end on this. Jared Goff spoke about you in the game of golf. He said he thinks you'd be bored by it. No running, no hitting. Is he right? What will you do with some downtime once this whole process is over?
Listen, as long as there's beer, I would never get bored with golf.
You can always make it your own game. I agree.
It's Lions head coach Dan Campbell. We appreciate some of your time. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. It's 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.